future of this great state. Georgia 2030. To pull it off, we need your help. Participate in our town hall meetings, listening sessions, or focus groups. Visit www.georgia2030.org for more information. This message is sponsored by the Georgia Chamber of Commerce.
Augusta, I'm back at my new home on The Voice of 1550 AM. Don't miss the Al Sharpton Show Monday to Friday from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. right here on The Voice 1550 AM.
For our troops and their families, the military is more than a career. It's a journey. And every step along the way, the USO is there.
It's an experience that that soldier will never forget for the rest of his life. That's what the USO does.
From the time they join to the time they transition out of the military, the USO is there, offering programs and support along the way.
The USO has tons of programs, how to do a job interview, what to wear, what not to wear, knowing that there was going to be a life after the military.
For over 70 years, the USO has continued to meet the needs of our troops and their families, standing with them when it counts.
We all got to watch pretty much his last goodbye right before we were notified he was gone. Without the USO, it wouldn't be possible for me and my children to watch Jared tell us that he loves us. These are memories that we'll have forever.
Be a part of their journey. Learn more today at USO.org.
It's your praise and inspiration station. Praise 96.9 and 1550.
Hello, everyone. I'm glad you all are with us. And I apologize for the delay. And that was my fault. I do apologize for that. We have another guest, and I am so glad that he is with us again. Been a little bit of a minute, but finally he has made his way back. Mr. Bob Brumley, who hosts the awesome annual Gospel Music Festival that comes to us each year. It is the nation's largest. And Bob Brumley, it is so good to have you back. How are you doing today?
I've been good, Carl. How you been, man?
I've been good, too.
Good.
Really looking forward to this conversation. And I tell you what, it's just amazing that after more than 40 years, still going strong.
Yep. 48 to be exact. I'll tell you what, that's a long time. Of course, I was only two when we started, you know.
And for the benefit of the people who have not heard us speak before, could you talk with them, share with us, you said it was you were 2 years old when it got started. Let them know your connection to music, and then tell us about the festival.
Well, of course, I was a lot older than that, Carl, you, as you know. But actually, you know, my dad was a famous gospel songwriter. He wrote songs like I'll Fly Away, and I'm sure about everybody's heard that song. Rank strangers to me. If we never meet again, I'll meet you in the morning. That's been our forte. We've always been in the publishing business, and that and we've promoted this gospel saying for 48 years. That's primarily what we do. We've just been at it for a long time, and all thanks to my dad's legacy.
So that's awesome. So you come from a musical family for sure.
That's true. Yes, we do. I mean, and all my brothers were involved in the music business and everything. You know, my brother Tom was a steel guitar player with Buck Owens and Rick Nelson.
Awesome.
And all those guys. And Al played with Merle Haggard quite a bit. So
that's awesome. And so we're talking about, ladies and gentlemen, truly a musical legacy with this family. And they have just had such a tremendous impact. I mean, to the point where a lot of their music has been sampled. A lot of their music has been covered. We're talking George Jones, Alison Krauss. We're talking Vince Gill, Jarja Clay, Aretha Franklin, the Blind Boys of Alabama. Would you believe even Kanye West have recorded or performed some Brumley original songs?
That's true. And Kanye West, I don't know if you saw it, but on the Grammys one year, he did a production number on that song.
I missed that.
Yeah, I mean, he did a great bit. That was really something to watch, man, I tell you.
That is something. And so tell us again what inspired the festival.
Well, I don't know. Dad had always been kind of promoting, you know, local singings around and then some of the, you know, local artists and stars. But we, him and J.D. Sumner, met at a co-op meeting over in Benita, Oklahoma one time and decided that they wanted to start an all-night gospel singing. And when we started that thing, we were singing from 7:30 at night until about 6 o'clock the next morning. And, of course, people stood around then, but it was just something that there wasn't very many of them. There wasn't anything in this area that you know, people were doing like that, so we just decided to give it a try. And it just kind of went from there. It's one of those things, Carl, you know, you don't ever really plan on doing it for a long time. You just do it from year to year, and the next thing you know, you've done it for 48 years. So.
And it is just getting bigger and better as you go.
Yeah, it's true. And you know, the artists today are just phenomenal. Of course, they were then. They were great. And it's just, but you know, the music has evolved to a certain extent in the way that they do it. But it's still a great, great music. There's not a better music in the world than Southern gospel music.
I tell you what, Southern gospel is just awesome music. I was listening to a gentleman just the other day who was playing guitar. And, I mean, he's younger than Chet Atkins, but he could play like Chet Atkins. This guy was really, really good.
Yeah, there's a lot of good musicians in this business, I'll tell you. And a lot of good singers, man. I mean, some of the best voices in the world are in this business.
Well, you know what? You mentioned that. I would like to start with this song featuring Gillian Welch and Alison Krauss while they're performing the song that your father wrote, I'll Fly Away.
Okay.
Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Listen to this. And listen to the quality that Bob Brumley is telling us about. Bob, what inspired that song?
Well, I'll tell you, Dad, when he was about 16, 18 years old, he decided he wanted to go to music school, and so he hitchhiked to Hartford, Arkansas. There was an E.M. Bartlett guy who wrote Victory in Jesus and had a music company down there and was teaching music. And so he went down there, and he learned to read music and write and things, but, you know, things were kind of hard, so he moved back to the farm for a couple of years. And he was behind an old mule plowing cotton when he heard the old Prisoner's song kept coming to his mind. You remember the old song, If I Had the Wings of an Angel, from these prison bars I'd fly?
I don't think I've heard that one.
Well, that's an old, old song. It's older than probably me and you put together, really. but anyway, Dad kept that song, kept playing in his head. He said, and pretty soon he decided, you know, if he could, he'd like to fly away from behind that mule and stuff and do it, get back in the business. So he wrote that song, and that was kind of he'd already wrote several songs before that and had them published, but this was the one that really kicked off his career, you know. And that was really the story behind it. And then with Mom's encouragement, he sent it back down there, and from there on, well, it's kind of one of those things where you know the rest of the story, you know. It's just...
Yes.
What it happened after that is just phenomenal. To me, it's still phenomenal to me. I still can't get over that song being as old as it is and still being as popular as it is.
That's right. It is one of those timeless songs, and you hear it. It is performed across ethnicities, across genders, across age groups, across genres. People love I'll Fly Away.
Yeah, and it's been recorded in nearly every genre of music there is. So, you know.
And it was featured on Touched by an Angel. I mean, this song is just truly phenomenal.
It is. It's amazing. It's a pretty simple song, but actually, if you look at the words of it, it's pretty profound, Carl. You know,
yes.
I mean, it really is. Dad spent about 2.5 years writing that song, so.
Wow.
It sounds like a simple little ditty, but it's a whole lot more than that, you know.
And I was just so fascinated by the amount of sound that Gillian Welch and Alison Krauss ready to put into this. We're talking two voices and a violin.
Yeah, that's amazing, isn't it?
And you know, one of the things about this song that I think is so awesome is that, again, this song has some age on it, and yet it can still inspire hope.
It sure can. And that's what it's about. You know, you think about it, people, they really want to fly away. They want to go to a place that's a lot better than where they are right now. And that's how life is, you know. And as you get older, like I have in the last few years, you realize that life really is pretty short, Carl. It doesn't last a long time. And you know, that's what we all hope for, is a better place, you know.
Ladies and gentlemen, when our guest, yours and mine, Mr. Bob Brumley, and I return, we're going to share with you some of the guests who you can expect to hear at this year's festival. So stay with us. Mr. Bob Brumley and I will be right back.
Just a few more weary days and then I'll fly away to a land where joys will never end. I'll fly away.
Did you know almost everything we eat, wear, and use comes from agriculture? In fact, agriculture is the number one industry in Georgia and accounts for 14% of the jobs in our state. Yet only 1% of Georgians actually live on a farm. Let's celebrate the importance of agriculture. Without farmers, Georgia can't grow. Our farmers enrich lives daily, both on the farm and in their communities. Visit us at gfb.org to learn how agriculture impacts you and how you can impact its future. Brought to you by the Georgia Farm Bureau.
I didn't have any credit history, but thanks to Mattress Firm's easy credit, my old mattress is history.
Don't let a lumpy old mattress and credit worries keep you up at night. With Mattress Firm's easy credit, you can finance all the best brands with 0% APR and low monthly payments no matter what your credit history.
Mattress Firm's easy credit made